growing Agro dealership in our homegrown businesses, big and small. In transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Dambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bondi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
After. Good evening. The headlines. Stakeholders react to passing of Bill 7. Concord refuses to stay Nelly Muti's decision on Chawama seat. And in global news, dozens killed in Morocco flash floods. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Patriotic Front, PF presidential hopeful Makhebi Zulu, has described the passing of Bill No. 7 in apparent defiance of the Constitutional Court as a grave affront to constitutionalism and the rule of law in Zambia. Mr. Zulu says the move demonstrates that Parliament appears to disregard the High Court, treating legal limits on power as optional rather than binding. He has criticized lawmakers for prioritizing political convenience over principle, power over prudence, and partisan instructions over their duties to the Republic, despite having sworn an oath to defend the Constitution.
The passing of Bill 7 is in defiance of what the court had pronounced, that the process leading to Bill 7 was in itself illegal. When Parliament proceeds in total defiance of what the highest court of the land has stated, it sends a chilling message that legal limits on power are optional and not binding. What has happened today is an eye-opener to all Zambians. And the struggle for democracy and respect for the rule of law begins in earnest today.
And Socialist Party leader Fred Membe has described the passage of Bill 7 as a dark day for Zambia's democracy, warning that those behind the legislation may believe they have prevailed, but will ultimately fail.
The whole country knows what has happened. The whole country knows what has happened. This is the result of what has happened. It couldn't be any difference. But the changes you want to do, you want to do, you want to do.
But governance and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has reminded the UPND that the successful passage of Bill 7 constitutes a significant political victory and carries with it expectations for responsible implementation in accordance with democratic principles.
This constitution does not belong to UPND. It does not belong to the president. It does not belong to any of his ministers. It belongs to the people of Zambia. Meaning, the winners here are not UPND members. These are the people of Zambia whose aspirations have been exhibited in this landslide victory.
Meanwhile, the Constitutional Court has indicated it will soon rule on an application by the Law Association of Zambia, five civil society organizations and church mother bodies seeking to set aside a single judge decision that quashed their legal challenge to the constitutionality of Bill 7 amendment. A full bench of the court heard closing submissions in the matter this afternoon by lead lawyer Linda Conservatory orders to halt any action on the amendment process while the matter is determined. Ms. Kasonde submitted that among other reliefs the petitioners are seeking Ms. Kasonde submitted that among other reliefs the petitioners are seeking include suspension of all activities by the technical committee and a restraining order preventing the state from taking further steps on the process on the basis that continued activity would cause irreversible harm. The application follows an earlier ruling by a single judge that dismissed the petitioner's challenge on the basis of lacking merit. Meanwhile, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha urged the court to dismiss the application despite its claimed urgency, arguing that it is improperly placed before the bench and lacks the necessary foundation. And Concord President Judge Margaret Mulalula, on behalf of the bench, said it will deliver a ruling on whether to grant the requested interim measures or not in the shortest possible time. The Constitutional Court has declined to grant a stay of Speaker Nelly Muti's decision declaring the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant. A five-judge panel heard a renewed urgent application, with Deputy Vice President Arnold Shilimi delivering the ruling on behalf of Judges Matthew Musonka, Judy Mulongoti, Madford Mwandenga, and Kenneth Mulife. In the matter, constitutional lawyer Tresford Charlie sought conservatory orders to set aside a single-judge decision that had earlier struck out his challenge and to stay the Speaker's decision pending the determination of the main petition. Mr. Charlie argued that the matter required urgent determination, citing the imminent nomination process for the Chawama seat. Earlier, Deputy Chief State Advocate Chivesa Mulonda applied for an adjournment, stating that Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha and Solicitor General Masho Muchende were unavailable as they were preparing to appear in the Bill 7 matter in which the Oasis Forum is challenging the legality of the proposed legislation. After considering submissions from both parties, the court declined to grant the renewed application for an interim stay, holding that it had slim prospects of success and that the threshold for granting conservatory relief had not been met. However, the bench indicated that it would proceed to hear the substantive petition on its merits. The University of Zambia and Allied Workers Union at the National Health Research and Training Institute in Ndola today staged a sit-in protest with the union, which the union says will be indefinite, in demand of salary adjustments for its members. Union Deputy General Secretary Richard Hagua has called on the Ministry of Health to take keen interest in the matter, noting that employees at the institute have gone for the past 3 years without any salary adjustments. Mr. Hagua has warned that failure by government to intervene would result in workers completely withdrawing their labor indefinitely, adding that they have been patient for far too long. He further stated that the union is demanding the implementation of revised conditions of service, salary adjustments after 3 years of stagnation, payment of 2012 terminal benefits at existing rates, and the application of the GRZ transport allowance.
For the last 3 years, workers at this institution have not received any salary adjustment despite the rising cost of living, despite inflation, despite our continued dedication to duty. During this period, food prices have gone up, transport costs have increased, rentals have escalated, and school fees have also risen. Yet our salaries have remained stagnant and dwarf. This situation has placed unbearable pressure on our families and has eroded our dignity as workers.
The Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, has called for urgent, coordinated action to address Zambia's escalating environmental challenges. CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mwape has warned that failure to act decisively will endanger public health, livelihoods, and the country's ecological future. Speaking during a dialogue on environmental rights organized by CEJ with support